Warning: what the pig promised is told through fragments recovered from multiple timelines. None are complete. Together, they might almost tell a story.
Heretics call the North Star truth. They say it never moves, a beacon to guide the lost. But the High Prelate of the Swillborn warns, truth is a lie. The same star is the point of the little pig's tusk. The Tusk Star. Holy and dangerous. Its might, pure. Its gaze, poison. Look not upon it. Feed its fire into the trough. Let the divine swine devour what we cannot hear.
We feed the fire with our flesh.
May the Tusk Star blind the proud and purify the faithful.
May the filth remember.
What the Pig Promised. A tale of skies as empty as promises. Voices resonating across the threads of time. Written, performed, and produced by Sean Fitzmaurice. VoiceOverNerd.com. Featuring Shelley Fear as Sister Tephra. VoiceOverSlayer.com. Episode 3. The Door Cannot Choose Who Walks Through. Dear listener, fear not. An equation does not balance until every variable is in place. Chapter 9. When Variables Are Constant.
Gratch Hollow is constant. I've been here 7 lifetimes, running the same circle. Trying to solve the same equation. 3.14159265. Every digit a step forward. Every breath a function. 1 mile in diameter. 3.14 miles in circumference. Marked with a worn in dirt path. The sum of my own steps beside the great cylindrical wall, over and over. 358979. The hollow is constant. Circles within a cylinder. The central tower unbroken, center to sky. A cylinder within a cylinder. Geometric symmetry. Kind of beautiful, if I can still calculate beauty. Within these bounds, I hold control. Equations can be made into reality. Variables tested, time repeated. 3, 2, 3, 8, 4, 6.
Chapter 10. I stepped into the swill. I do not return. A response by Ilra Wendt, seamstress and record keeper of Gratch Hollow.
She mapped the spiral trace and left it open. That was our invitation. From the High Prelate of the Swillborn Concord, from the Order of the Great Convergence. It shakes me still. An unfinished spiral is a door left open, and doors do not choose who walks through them. Lorekeeper Thevelion names Brynna Swillborn prophet, madwoman, mother of spirals, as if naming were enough to contain her. But some lives don't hold still long enough to be named. Some patterns don't show until the cloth is stretched across old seams and pulled tight. He says her cradle was a trough, her lullabies grunts and buzzing flies. He says pigs gathered when she wept. He calls this madness. I call it family. In Gratch Hollow, we know what it means to be bound first by need. But it is choice that makes kin endure. Brenna's pigs answered. They rooted and listened when no person would. She gave them names, and they gave her belonging. Brenna carried that family all her days. Because family is not only the blood that claims you, it's the blood that refuses to leave. For a time, she worked among scholars, seers, and mathematicians. On parchment, her spirals looked clean, ordered, almost merciful. But the scholars who demanded them were not. So she left, returned to her pigs, to the mud, trough, and bone. She scrawled spirals where they had always belonged. Blood, ash, mud, even pig shit. The lore keeper calls it collapse. I call it clarity. And perhaps the two are not so different. The spiral is etched upon Porculon's great spiral tusk. Legend carved into stars. Enough heft to save the world or to slaughter its people. The Swillborn cult proved it. Her spirals endured, defiled with blasphemous variables, rebuilt into something she never intended. They say her spirals foretold disaster and called it holy. That is their faith, their invitation. Before she died, Brenna scrawled on the door of her sty, "I stepped into the swill. I do not return." I think she meant her work was finished, pressed into the filth, body, mud, madness, and memory. The spiral, an invitation with the power to change everything. How it's being used, that was never hers to decide. That part was left to us and to our variables. Ilra Wint, Gratch Hollow.
After a mile and a half, there is a slab of slate pressed against the wall. Upon it, I etched Brenna Swillborn's great spiral equation, fixed in stone. The equation is alive here. This is where I sum the value of my run. 3, 2, 3, 8, 4, 6. The hollow is constant. A new variable was added 8 years ago. A girl, Sarah, remains. The girl who stayed. The anomaly in the equation, unpredictably creative, capable of innovation where I can only refine. I find truth. She finds curiosity and wonder.
Chapter 11. The Father, the Son, and a Star Called Truth. From the archives of Divergence History. Kept in the Misar Stoyle Cavern Libraries beneath Braelith University of Mathematics and Technomancy. Read by archivist Father Thed Creeley.
There is one star that is constant, the faithful, true North Star that never fails. It stays fixed while gods and heroes march beneath it in their endless parade of seasons. Mortals too spin their truths and tales beneath its fixed stillness. Some call it the Pole Star, as though it were the tip of a great pillar holding the sky aloft. Most call it Truth, from the old common Trueth. But truth does not shine alone. In the heavens, two swine keep it lit. Father to Oinx, Porculon is the god of what cannot stay buried. Never dipping below the horizon, he roots in muck and filth, dragging from the mire things some would rather remain hidden. His great spiral tusk points straight at truth and is etched with Brynna Swillborn's spiral constant, said to be both prophecy of and salvation from an impending cataclysm of cosmic scale. Wide-eyed and eager, Oinx, Porculon's son, scampers among the stars, squealing his curiosity to every constellation. Who are they, and why do they shine so bright? He has a great tusk like his father's, which also points north. Upon its tip rests truth itself. What Porculon drags from the muck, Oinx looks upon with curiosity and wonder. And thus, if we silence Oinx, we silence curiosity and wonder. What Porculon drags from the muck remains unclear, obscured by filth and even truth, faithful, constant, unmoved, remains unseen or ignored. Without truth, there is no center, and all who wander are lost. What's this? It appears someone wrote on the back of the page. Let's see. There is a game that has never been perfected, played throughout history. Every age, every society. First invented by heroes and gods, later gifted to mortals. But no one has ever won. Not even the best parents. Not even a god could beat Oinx, who ignored the quiet game for most of infinity. Hold on. Patience is sold in small bottles. Chloroform is cheaper by the ounce.
The hollow is constant. 2, 6, 4, 3, 3, 8, 3, 2, 7, 9. The hollow is constant. I breathe to calculate. I calculate to forget. That the history of all existence is in the balance. And I am, in part, the fulcrum. I train my body and mind, strength and intelligence, two halves of a whole. 5, 0, 2, 8, 8, 4. The hollow is constant. Outside, much has already been solved. The two worlds spin on their common axis, predictable. They resolve around a star, predictable. Stars orbit the galactic center, the solution inevitable. But the galaxy itself drifts, asymptotic. Infinite approach without arrival. Success forever beyond calculation's reach. One variable unaccounted for. 1, 9, 7, 1, 6. The hollow is constant. Discipline is the constant. My only path to control. Is love a variable? Shifting? Unreliable? Perhaps it is fractal. Chaos in coordination. 7 recursive lifetimes. How many more before I allow attachment again? Before I unlock my heart with reckless abandon? Perhaps love is a constant I should add to the equation. No. It will draw my attention, break my discipline.
Chapter 12. The Light's Good Here. Chapel Scriptorium Archive. Subject: Mirren Vale on Sister Tephra.
File of contents. Exhibit A, a letter circa 10 years before. Exhibit B, a journal page circa 10 years after. Exhibits C and D, two portraits. Exhibit A, the letter. Tephra.
I don't know if there will ever be a right time to give you this. You've already given your life to a higher calling. I'm not asking for anything. But I need to say it once. I love you. Not for your words, though. They're always precise. Not for the way you move, though. You command a room without trying. It's the way you never question what must be done. Only how best to do it. There's power in your serenity. Sometimes I can't tell if you are at peace or ready to strike. Maybe there's no difference. It frightens me. And it's beautiful. You don't notice when people love you. That's not cruelty. It's purity. So if this letter stays with you, even for a moment, let it ring out like the chapel bells. Or let it hum behind the silence, like breathing. Only noticed when it stops. Mirren.
Recovered beneath Tephra's annotated notes, fold lines deep, smudged with oil and soil. Evidence of repeated handling. Exhibit B, journal fragment, ink smudged, found in Brother Halvor's prayer book, closed in haste. The brush handle with ribbon remains in collection. The journal entry reads as follows. Painted Tephra today.
Brother Halvor asked me for chapel portraits, but this was not for the records. She agreed, of course. If it helps your work. Always practical. She sat in stillness. Not prayer, but the quiet before her staff strikes. Even sitting, she was ready. Always ready for something unnamed. If she spoke, I'd lose focus. I kept painting her hands. Not chapel hands, weapons folded in prayer. I wasn't making mistakes. I just couldn't look away. 10 years I've painted frescoes, stealing glances at dawn. 10 years watching her move like every motion mattered. My hands still shake when she's near. We're always near. When I finished, she studied it as she studies everything, searching. "The light's good here," she said. "This is good work." 10 years between the letter and this moment, and still, I said nothing. She's given her life to something unspoken, of the way she trains. I pray that thing never comes. The ribbon from her hair is still tied to my brush handle.
Closing file summary. The latter portrait, Exhibit C, shows hesitation in her hands as his journal describes. An older, unsigned portrait, Exhibit D, suggests his attention began years earlier. Addendum. Further study suggests Mirren Vale's first and only confession appears in writing. Any response from Tephra is absent from the record.
Okay, 3.14159. With Sarah's mind, both rigorous and wild, I believe a solution is within reach. Without discipline, it could bring chaos. She may align with the pattern or fracture it. Save everything or unmake it. She is just a girl. Almost a woman. Cats at her heels. Art beyond her years. Safe with a family. I want to be. The hollow is constant. She is variance embodied, unpredictable, creative. Where I refine, she invents. Where I calculate, she imagines. She is the variable I cannot resolve. My model demands preparation for every outcome. Family is neither a constant nor a luxury available to me. There is a vector where she must be subtracted. The hollow is constant. Sarah is the variable. I am the constant. I train my body and mind. I train Sarah's focus and discipline. The hollow is constant.
What the Pig Promised is written, performed, and produced by Sean Fitzmaurice. A voiceover nerd production. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved. VoiceOverNerd.com.
Oh. It must not have worked. For 1,000 recursions. Maybe I was supposed to solve that variable. The spiral is set in stone here. Brilliant. I hope I did that. Keller Voss?